Welcome to A Spectator's Guide to World Religions. My name is Ryan McBride, and I will be journeying with you as we investigate the nature, development, and influence of the five major world religions. This series of A Spectator's Guide to World Religions is brought to you by Simon Smart and the people at Christian Education Publications. In today's episode, we will meet Simona Baruch. Simona is Jewish. Welcome, Simona.
Thank you, Ryan.
Simona, before COVID-19, you spent a summer in Israel. What did this time in the Holy Land confirm in you or about your Jewish faith for you?
I learnt to really appreciate my Jewish religion. I would say that I learnt more there in 6 weeks than in the whole of high school. I had a really strong grounding in my faith, thanks to my home life and school. But this experience of the Holy Land made my faith even more real.
Was this a surprise to you? Or did you spend that time on a quest for more?
I guess I was looking for more, trying to understand why we do the things we do. I knew I needed a deeper understanding of the things I learnt during my upbringing, and that I had a responsibility to share those things with others younger than me. Hopefully, I'll be able to do the same with my own children one day. Having grown up in a strongly Orthodox Jewish family, I believe that it is important to take the faith on for yourself.
Okay. So, Simona, can you tell us something of what it means to be Jewish?
Oh, being Jewish is the key to who I am. It is me. All the things that I think, all the things that I do, are centred around the fact that I am Jewish.
So, does this include everyday activities too?
Yes, it does. There are strict codes for everything we do. I get up early every morning to pray. The food I eat is special, and it must be prepared in a kosher way. You know, it must be checked by a rabbi, and all meat must be cut in a specific way. Also, how I dress is regulated. For ladies, you always have to have your elbows covered and your knees covered. I have a collection of skirts to wear because one has to look good. There are also rules for men. For example, they must have their head covered. That little hat, it's called a yarmulke.
Aha. All of these rules and regulations seem restrictive or challenging at best. How do your non-Jewish friends deal with this?
Oh, I'm not going to lie, it is difficult at times, especially when mixing with my non-Jewish friends at uni. But overall, it's not a big deal. I think when you've grown up with that, you don't think of it as a restriction, even if some of my friends don't understand the reasons behind my decisions. It is a guide that I believe gives me an advantage in life that not everyone has.
So, is your Jewish faith guiding you towards something or guarding you against something?
Nowadays, everything is so materialistic. Everything is about possessions and money. I believe that this breeds jealousy and bitterness and feeds competitive, unhealthy, complex relationships. In contrast, the wisdom of Jewish teachings that were drawn from a time when life was much simpler continue to be a good guide to living now. And you know what? I am grateful for my faith. I feel that I have a bit more direction than others. I know how I want to raise my kids when I have them and have a home set up in a certain way. I can think of some people who don't have any religion. They are just open to anything that comes to them.
Now, on the topic of families, can you share something with us of your relationship with your family or what family means for you?
Oh, one of the best things about being Jewish is the strong sense of family and community and togetherness. I went to a small school from kindergarten to year 12 with the same group of girls. We're all still very close and we have a really special bond. In the Jewish community, we have lots of festivals that promote family time too. There is lots of food and fun times. For example, every Friday night into Saturday, everyone has to stop everything for the celebration of the Sabbath, or pronounced Shabbat in Hebrew. Right. It forces you to have time together as a family. I don't even know how people survive who don't have that enforced rest. You can look forward to it each week.
So, Simona, what are the motivating forces in your life?
I guess I want to be the best person I can be. We believe that each person is created for a specific purpose, and I aim to fulfill that. After creation, and since Adam and Eve in the garden, God's presence is not as obvious, and I believe that the role of people is to create a place where the presence of God will return to earth in a much more tangible and direct way. If I'm being the best person I can be, then maybe I'm doing my part in the big picture, as it were.
It seems as though creation and the history of the Jewish people remains an important aspect of your consciousness. Given that you mentioned Adam and Eve in the garden, how important is the Bible for Jewish people?
Oh, the Tanakh, or the entire Jewish Bible, provides insight into how we should live in the present. Regular reading of the Hebrew scriptures on the Sabbath and at special classes during the week are part of taking the history of our people seriously. So it's not just a history of our people, but a signpost for our people today and into the future.
Ah, right. I have one last question, Simona, and I will say that I have asked this question of all my other guests. How do Jewish people view other faiths? Or do you see room in the world for other expressions of religion?
Oh, I definitely don't think everybody has to be Jewish. We don't think that if you don't follow the same path that you are doomed to hell or something like that. I think that at the end of the day, we all believe in God. Whether people have a different pathway to God is not right or wrong. The important thing is that we all believe in the one Creator.
Mm-hmm. That brings us to the end of our conversation today, Simona. Thank you for sharing something of your Jewish journey with the Spectator's Guide to World Religions. Until next time, my name is Ryan McBride. This series of A Spectator's Guide to World Religions was brought to you by Simon Smart and the people at Christian Education Publications.